evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is not Michael Collins Piper, as no doubt you were hoping it would be. Once again, Mike decided to take a little siesta, and he left me in charge for whatever reason. You know, of all the people Mike has known throughout the years, I don't know why he would pick me to do it when there are plenty of other much more skilled and qualified people to fill in for him. But for whatever reason, I consider it a great honor that Mike would ask me to fill in for him. And by the way, in case you hadn't figured it out, this is, yes, again, Mark Lenz from the American Free Press filling in for our good friend Mike Piper. The call-in number here, of course, as always, is 800-313-9443. We're going to have kind of an open line show here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because the truth of the matter is I haven't really been able to put the kind of attention into watching the news that I usually do because I am up to my ears in dealing with the weather up here in North Idaho. You know, a few years ago, when Hurricane Katrina hit, of course, my good friend and brother, Hashem Salawi, who lives down in Louisiana, who's not far from where the hurricane hit, I couldn't get a hold of him for weeks at a time sometimes because he was so busy trying to deal with everything that had taken place. Likewise, up here, the way I have been describing it to my friends and relatives around the country when they've been asking about the weather is that Hurricane Katrina has come to North Idaho in the form of all of these snowstorms that we've been having. Now, we haven't had any snow for a while. In fact, today I actually got to hear the beautiful sound of rain hitting my metal roof, which comes as a mixed blessing because now that 4 feet of snow out there in the yard, and I am being literal about that in saying that there is 4 feet of snow in the yard, is going to begin to melt. So while God has turned off the snow machine at the same time, he's about to turn on the flood machine. Nevertheless, we are dealing with the aftermath of this, trying to get things cleaned up and things back into order. As I said, even just trying to get off my property with my vehicles and to get out to get groceries has been something of a task. So anyway, like I said, we're going to have open lines tonight because, like I said, I'm not as up on the news as I normally am. Or should be. Nevertheless, there are a few things, obviously, that I have been following. In case you were not aware of it, a U.S. aircraft carrier stationed off of the off of Japan was buzzed by two Russian bombers within the last day. It was enough of a threat that some, I believe, they were F-18s, were set up. To monitor the Russians and to make sure that that nothing untoward happened to our aircraft carriers, which obviously these things, as they are called, they're like floating cities. They carry as much as 5,000 people on them at a time. Interestingly, not a peep of this in the mainstream news. I checked with the news tonight, local news, the national news. Even checked with the BBC, and there was no mention of this. And yet this is just one of perhaps a dozen or more incidents like this that have happened in the course of the last 3 or 4 months, ladies and gentlemen, where the Russians are becoming more and more assertive. Don't read this in the wrong way. I'm not saying necessarily that the Russians are the bad guys in this situation. Something which I'll explain when we come back after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Piper Report, and I am filling in for Mike tonight. This is Mark Lenz with the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is, good Lord, what date is this? February something. February 12th, 2 days before Valentine's Day. How could I forget? I've got a wife and four daughters, all of whom I have to buy Valentine's treats for. It's only 2 days away, and I almost forgot it. Anyway, just as a little side note, ladies and gentlemen, since I was complaining about the weather, just so that you know, just to give you some perspective out there as to what kind of snow we've had out here in North Idaho. Right now, as we speak, my kids are outside digging a trench around the fence in the pasture because the sheep are simply stepping over the four-foot-high fence. That's how high the snow is that the sheep keep getting out. They don't have to jump. They don't have to be in the least bit ingenious. They just simply step over the fence, and they are home free. Anyway, as I said, we'll be talking about other things besides that tonight, though, ladies and gentlemen, although given my circumstances, I'm sure you'll understand if I tend to regress back into that. I'm up to my ears with it, so to speak. As I said, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Despite the fact that I have not really been able to keep up on the news the last couple of days, I did get some interesting information that I mentioned right before the break, the first of which was this situation with Russia. Now, as you may or may not know, one of our aircraft carriers was buzzed twice in the last day or so by two Russian bombers. Now, this is something that has been taking place with recurring frequency these days. And if you've been following, particularly the foreign press, we have a very serious situation brewing on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to Russia. Now, I and a few other people at American Free Press have been writing about this now, for about the last 3 or 4 months. And it appears as though the neocons who have gotten us involved in this disaster in Afghanistan and this disaster in Iraq, and who plan to involve us in further disasters in the Middle East, also are intent upon bringing the United States and Russia at war with each other. Now, I hope I don't need to remind all of you out there of the fact that Russia is a nuclear power. In addition to that, given the fact that Russia does have what we would call an emerging economy right now, and the fact that the United States economy is basically on life support, the economic infrastructure that is needed in order to wage wars, and keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the strength of a nation's economy is directly proportional to its ability to fight wars. You see, this is one of the reasons why poor nations generally don't become military superpowers, because they don't have the economic power to support large military ventures. And given the fact that we are having our rear end handed to us in Afghanistan and Iraq, what's going to happen when this war opens up to include Russia? Particularly when Russia, not only has she paid off all of her debt, not only is she forgiving debt, as she recently did with Iraq, to the tune of, I believe it was somewhere near $72 billion that was owed to Russia, but the fact that she has a surplus of something close to $1 trillion. She's buying gold. She is flush with all kinds of profits from her oil and her gas sales. And more importantly, in Russia, you have something that we do not have in the United States, and that is what's known as political will. Now, last night, one of the callers, I believe it was Keith from Florida, Kevin from Florida, something like that, he made a very good point with regards to the Second Amendment, the fact that we are a well-armed populace. And he basically said that, you know, these people within the patriot community who spend so much of their time and energies concentrating on the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms and all the rest of it, and don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a big supporter of that, but he basically made the point that it is not really the argument to be having right now, because the American people are not going to rise up and have any kind of a revolution. We don't have the political will to do it. You know, this is something that I often talk about with other people when they talk about, you know, oh, when is the big change going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And I say, very simply, the change is going to happen when the American people figure out that they're not free, that they're not prosperous, that they're not living in the greatest country in the world. And once they are disabused or relieved of those fairy tales, then they may begin to do something about changing the situation as it exists, but not before that. Now, on the other hand, in Russia, you have a nation who is not only firmly behind the president, meaning Putin, but you have a nation that is content with the fact that they are emerging from the ashes of what was poverty and totalitarianism, and they want to keep it going that way. Furthermore, they also understand that Russia is next in line, meaning that her head is also on the chopping block when it comes to these warmongers. Russia, being flush with all kinds of natural resources and a lot of intellectual talent, and the fact that Russia has very strong nationalist tendencies, means that she is a threat to what we would call today the New World Order. Now, as I wrote about in American Free Press and as I have discussed on this program a few times, I am of the semi-firm conviction that the National Intelligence Report that was released in December by the 16 most important spy agencies working for the United States government, I believe that this report was issued in no small part because of the fact that these spy agencies understood that if the United States launches a war against Iran, that we are going to, in the near or not so near future, find ourselves at war with a nuclear-armed Russia. I believed that then, and I believe that today. Now, the scary thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that these neocons, who, as I have already said, have embroiled us in this war in Afghanistan, in this war in Iraq, they're not in the least bit concerned about Russia's nuclear weapons or about the fact that Russia is obviously not going to back down. She can't be bought off, she can't be bribed, and obviously she cannot be bullied. I've read several stories in the foreign press over the last few days of Putin coming forward and saying that if some of these countries bordering Russia's periphery go ahead and join NATO and thus allow their countries to be used as forward positions and places where NATO nuclear weapons can be stored and aimed at Russia, that Russia is going to deal with them. In fact, Putin, meeting with the president of Ukraine just within the last 24 hours, made it clear that if Ukraine joins NATO, that Russia is going to aim her nuclear weapons at Ukraine. Now, this is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. This kind of talk was something that we heard back during the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. We haven't heard this kind of talk in almost 20 years. And the fact that these neocons are absolutely intent upon provoking this fight with Russia tells you a few things, not the least of which is that they are completely content to see the United States of America go up in ashes as a result of a nuclear exchange with Russia. In fact, it may very well be that the whole reason that this entire imbroglio taking place in the Middle East is taking place precisely for that reason. We have to keep in mind that when Israel was founded, her founding fathers were very clear that they didn't just see Israel as being a nice little place where the Jews could go and live as Jews and whatnot. They spoke openly of making Israel, and in particular, making Jerusalem the capital of the world. Now, the only way you make a nation the capital of the world is by making that nation the most powerful nation in the world. And if you have competitors vying for that title of most powerful nation in the world, the easiest way to bring yourself from third or fourth place into first place is to have these nations wipe each other out. Now, I know from having spent a lot of time speaking with the survivors of the USS Liberty, I do know for a fact that we came within literally minutes of World War III taking place between the United States and what was at that time the Soviet Union, in something that was codenamed Operation Cyanide. And my point is that if Israel was willing to do it 40 years ago, why should any of us entertain for a second the idea that she wouldn't be willing to do it today? We'll be back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. More of this when we come back, and your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is, my goodness, I've already forgotten the date. Again, February 12th. That's right, 2 days before Valentine's Day. As if we didn't have already enough holidays. We do have a few callers, but I want to just put them at ease for just a moment. I have something else I want to address here very quickly. I received another interesting email this week from a good friend of mine. I hadn't heard from her in quite a while. And I'm sure that this is probably going to make quite a few of you out there unhappy, particularly my Christian friends. But this is something that I think needs to be said nevertheless. It's been weighing on my mind. And besides, if I wasn't out there aggravating at least a few people, I wouldn't be me, right? This email that I received from a friend of mine, as I said, hadn't heard from her in a couple of years, despite the fact that we did keep in close contact about the news, what was going on in the Middle East, whatnot. Like me, she was a Catholic. And when she contacted me the other day, she gave me the good news that she had converted to Islam. Now, I say good news in brackets or in quotes because of the fact that it was good news for her. The situation in the Middle East has been something that has really weighed on her in a very heavy way, and she and I would talk oftentimes at great length about the problem with the Christian world these days. Now, of course, as a Catholic, I'm not supposed to applaud her decision to change her religion. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, after a discussion with my wife about this, we both came to the inescapable conclusion. Well, good for her, you see, because there's nowhere in the Christian world to run to anymore, ladies and gentlemen. All of the wells are dry. All of the fields are barren. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, in virtually every Christian community that you go, and I include within that even my own very small and somewhat, you know, considered somewhat radical group of traditional Catholics, pre-Vatican II Catholics, there's nowhere to go where you're going to find anybody of any Christian stripe today who understands or who even cares about what is going on. Now, I am generalizing here. I do have Christian friends who do know what's going on and who care, even within my traditional Catholic community. But the numbers are very, very small, ladies and gentlemen. Virtually across the board, every Christian denomination, particularly in this country, they have no idea what is going on in the world, not just the world of you know, the Holy Land, the land that was made holy by the life and death of Jesus Christ. Not only are they not aware of what's going on there, they're not even aware of what's going on in their own country. You know, a few years ago when 9/11 happened, some good friends of mine, also traditional Catholics, close family, friends of ours, when it happened, they said, well, it doesn't matter, it doesn't affect me. And I was having a conversation with the father, who also has a very large family like mine, 8 kids. And I told him, I said, excuse me, but this does affect you. I said, you have 3 boys who within just a few years are going to be of military age. I said, and if this thing is going in the direction where it looks like it's going, you can be sure of the fact that our government is going to bring the draft back, and that your boys are going to get dragged into this thing. And even if they do manage to come home in one piece physically, they're not going to be in one piece mentally. Because you don't go to war, even a just war, and come out of it unscathed. When you see body parts lying all over the place, and even if it's only body parts of what we would call combatants, I'm not even talking about what our own soldiers have had to see. Body parts of innocent women and children that have been blown to bits for no good reason. You don't come back from that unscathed. Well, it's been 6 years now, ladies and gentlemen, since 9/11 happened. And in 6 years of going to church on a weekly basis, I haven't heard one sermon from one of my priests talking about the war, how it was an unjust war, even though the whole idea of unjust and just war is something that kind of was the intellectual property, if you want to call it, of the Catholic Church. Not one time did I hear a priest talk about this. The only mention I ever heard about the war from our priests over the course of the last 6 years was when the elections were taking place in Iraq, and he said, make sure to pray that the elections go well so that stability can come back to the country. We'll be back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. February the 12th, 2008. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. The caller's on the waiting in line. Just hold on. I'm going to bring you up in just a minute. I just wanted to finish up my thought here. The family I mentioned, as it turns out, one of the boys did go off and enlist in the military. And he has been sent off to Iraq. And the parents are beside themselves with worry over it. And, you know, as much as I am tempted to say, "I told you this would happen," it's not something that you can say to parents when their son, who feels that he has no other option, since college is too expensive and since all of the good-paying jobs have left the country and he has no other option other than to go into the military. You can't tell him at that point, "I told you that this was going to happen." You see, and I'm not angry with them. I sympathize with them. My priests, however, and I include in that all of the preachers and pastors across this country who have preached a sermon of silence and acquiescence and complacency, if not outright assistance to this abomination taking place in the Middle East. You have the blood of all of these people, all of these innocent people, you have them on your hands. And for those out there who say, "Well, being angry about the war is one thing, but supporting your friend who ran off and joined another religion is another thing. So keeping something in mind, Jesus himself said, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's good for nothing than to be thrown out on the ground where it is trampled by men and beasts. And for the most part, this is what has happened to the Christian world, ladies and gentlemen. It has lost its salt. It no longer functions the way that it was supposed to act as an antibiotic, as an antidote to the poison of what was, at that time, the Jewish mindset. It has lost its salt, and now it has been replaced, in my opinion, with a group of people who are willing to get out there and to stand up against what is objectively an evil thing. And whether we want to call it Zionism or Talmudism or Judaism or whatever you want to call it, arose by any other name, still arose. And on that point, I have to congratulate my friend for at least finding a ship that is not sinking. Having said that, I'm going to begin bringing up the callers. And by the way, on the chat room, you know, we have a chat room here on RBN now, ladies and gentlemen. And there seems to be a person on there who is a nightly and perennial troublemaker who is constantly alleging all kinds of things, such as that I'm gay and that I'm really an undercover Jew. Why don't you call in, Tom, if that's your real name, whoever this person is. Why don't you call in and let's hear how tough you really are. You know, it's really easy to be tough behind the computer. Why don't you pick up the phone and call in the program, and we'll talk about this. In the meantime, let's talk to Mike from New York. Mike, come on up.
Hi, Mark. Good evening.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. Mark, I've been waiting to talk to you for quite a long time now. A few comments regarding the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church. Recently, Tony Blair, the ex-Prime Minister of the UK, was welcomed into the Catholic Church by no less than the Pope. Now, bear in mind that Mr. Blair is an individual with an inestimable amount of blood on his hands for not only being a prime instigator of the current morasses in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also in the 10-year Iraqi embargo that preceded them. And I won't even mention his culpability in the obliteration of the former Yugoslavia. Now, bearing all of this in mind, I think it's an absolute moral scandal that the Church has lost an untold amount of moral authority that it presumably aspires to. Any comments on that?
I would agree with you. Of course, as I said, I am of the pre-Vatican II traditionalist type group, so a lot of us don't necessarily have anything to do with Rome.
Yeah, but I thought that the current Pope was, he reinstated the Latin Mass, right, recently?
To a certain degree he did, yeah.
Okay, I thought that there were great hopes that he was going to roll back the liberalism, so to speak.
No, he won't. My personal opinion is, and obviously, you know, we don't have time to get into it really hot and heavy here tonight. Oh. But the thing is, you have to understand that the Church is completely compromised from top to bottom, and it has been for 40 years. Just as our Jewish friends have a file on every politician working in Washington D.C. with all kinds of embarrassing information that they don't want to have made public. It's the same thing with regards to the officials in the Church.
Well, would you advise those people would you advise Catholics to leave the Church?
I'm not saying that they should leave their faith. I mean, let's face it, yeah. As best I can, I try to live my life as a Catholic. The fact that I have eight children and I'm married to the same woman
sure.
is just a small piece of proof of that.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is that it is a rotten corpse. And at this point, there is nothing of any good to be had by associating with that.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a complete slap in the face to anyone with two functioning synapses.
Sure, and Mike, here's the thing. It was deliberately designed to be that way. Blair being brought into the bosom of the Catholic Church is just part of the agenda of making the Church look like a bunch of corrupt, inept people who have no sense of moral proportion or justice.
Yeah.
I mean, who's next? Are they going to bring Larry Flint into the Church?
Yeah.
An unrepentant Larry Flint?
Yeah.
I mean, that is, as soon as I saw that had happened, I mean, let's face it, do we really think that all of a sudden Tony Blair was hit by a bolt of lightning out of the blue and he decided to repent of all of the murder and carnage that he has personally been responsible for? I don't think so.
Of course not. And he probably jetted off to a board meeting at J.P. Morgan the following day. You know, because he's recently been... He was recently offered a spot there. So, you know, life goes on.
Life goes on. Yeah. And having said that, we're going to move along to Mike.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Okay, we have the one and only, I hope it's the one and only, Jim from Texas. Come on up, Jim. Jim?
Hello.
Jim.
Yeah. It's very fitting that you called up the Keith from last night because it was kind of a thorn in my side when he said that we no longer needed the Second Amendment because it was hopeless for the Patriots to ever go up against the powers that be because of their overwhelming with their air forces and their helicopters and their armored divisions and that. This is what is wrong with the people in the United States. There is no clarity of thinking anymore, okay? Because all I got to do is cite what happened in Washington, D.C. a few years ago when allegedly one sniper, which turned out to be two, shut down the whole damn region, okay? Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, Maryland, and everything was shut down because of one, turned out to be two, snipers, which was headed by the brilliant Chief Moose, with his looking for one white sniper in a white box van. I believe it was a Honda or some kind of Japanese white box van, but it makes no difference. The point is that people that think this way, that think that any patriot that challenged the establishment would form up the Arkansas National Militia and line up in a field, a line abreast with banners furling and flags waving and march off to take on the 3rd Armored Division of the United States Army. They're idiots. All it takes is 10,000 people determined and they could shut down the whole damn country. Because who do they bomb? If they catch a guy from Omaha that shot a senator or something, are they going to wipe out Omaha with an atomic bomb? What can they do? Nobody thinks clearly anymore. You can't do that. They can't win if they have the right opposition. They cannot win.
Well,
this is my humble opinion, but they
but
can't
don't, like
do
I said. Like I said, Jim, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't think the Second Amendment is a good thing. If anything, it has kept them at bay, and they probably would be a lot further along in their plan than they presently are. And let's not kid ourselves. They would love nothing more than to see the American people be disarmed. I do think, though, at this point, they are not worried about it. I mean, let's face it, Jim. We won't even participate in a peaceful revolution that takes place every 2 or 4 years, okay? And the perfect example of that is what is going on right now. Now, for years, particularly among the conservatives in America, we've been saying, where's our man? Where's our man? You know, we need a good leader. Okay, well, we finally got the answer to our prayers in the form of
Ron Paul. And it was Abraham Foxman. That's the answer to our prayers. If we all listen to old Abe, everything will be hunky-dory.
Well, my point is that the American people are a conquered people. It's basically over and done with. They're more concerned about their beer and their pornography and their football and their NASCAR racing than they are about their politics. So as far as the power the powers that be are concerned, every home in this country could be armed to the teeth with the most up-to-date weapons available, and we still would be no threat to the system.
Only a potential threat.
We won't even elect a good man to the presidency. Okay? If we won't participate in the peaceful revolutions that really have no real measurable negative consequences attached to them, you think that the American people are actually going to pick up guns and go after the rulers of this country?
Mark, you know as well as I do that most people not only can't think, but when pushed, they won't think. And that's our problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, when you're dealing with a nation of people who have basically embraced their own destruction, then there is nothing you can do about that. Go ahead.
Mark, it's like a bunch of grinning lemmings heading for the cliff and looking at each other thinking, look, we're all in lockstep here. Look how wonderful we are. We're all grinning and we're heading for the cliff, but hey, it makes no difference. Everything's, so far so good. We haven't hit the edge of the cliff yet. So far so good. That's the situation we're in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so with that in mind, that's why I say we have to temper our optimism. And like I said, I mean, I am not in any way against the Second Amendment. As I said, I think that it probably has been one of the things that has held them at bay for as long as it has. That they would probably be much further along now if we were disarmed. But at the same time, we have to be practical here. I mean, look, the country is going down the toilet and nobody cares. Just listen to the conversations that take place in the grocery stores. I mean, what are people talking about? They're talking about the latest television show, or they're talking about Britney Spears. She lost her children.
That's the main topic of conversation. Has she lost them for good, or can she possibly ever get them back? Like, that's important.
Exactly. And so, like I said, until they are disabused of this notion that everything is good and that they're free and that they're prosperous, until that happens, I'm afraid that nothing is going to change.
By the way, Mark, I could prove your advocacy of the Second Amendment if I had some BATF boys come and inspect your firearms potential there in your ranch in northern Idaho. I suspect you'd come out a loser, so to speak.
Well, I probably would, but, you know, in the end, it's like Mel Gibson said in Braveheart. He said, all men die. It's just a matter of how well you do it, right?
Right.
Jim, always good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. All right, we have, if I'm to read the screen correctly here, we have Tom from Florida. Tom, come on up.
Actually, this is Rick in Florida, Mark.
I was wondering if that was who you were.
Yeah, that's who I am. You know, you came on the scene through Hesham Talawi saying you're a Catholic, and I always hear you quoting Mel Gibson, who just happened to leave out a very special line in his movie, and also as a Jewish publicist, an Israeli bodyguard, I could go on and on. Also made a movie in Braveheart, you just quoted, who went against the king that kicked all the Jews out of England. And this is your hero for some reason. You know, and also your quote the other day, I hear you saying that that Jesus said when he was on the cross, I forget the line now. It was about they know not what they do, and you were saying he was talking about everyone. And I don't think Mary had anything to do with that. You know, you claim to be a Catholic, but you seem to be off on numerous things. And
okay,
your
hey, love, hey Richard, Gibson, Richard, why do you use a different name on the chat room?
Why do I knew? Because it's been changed two or three times. That's why. Because people kicked me off of there. Because, uh-huh, you're a Ron Paul supporter, and the guy believes Muslims bombed the World Trade Center. I mean, come on. You expect us to believe this? If you're going to tell the truth, if you're going to stand up there and tell the truth, tell the whole truth. And don't claim to be the Catholic when you're not telling the truth, because you know damn well that Muslims didn't bomb 9-1-1, the World Trade Center. But you're still backing the guy that's saying that they did, and you know very well that he wrote a book with the PNAC member. I mean, doesn't that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And as I have explained several times on this show, there are these things known as tactics that you employ when you're playing chess. And I believe that Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, we have been stopped by the music or saved by the bell, however the saying goes. Stay tuned. Rick, Tom, whatever your name is, don't go anywhere. We'll bring you right back up after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the last section of this award-winning program on February 12, 2008.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
So we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the phony baloney. Mel Gibson worshiping anti-Catholic, fake, whatever thing that Richard is alleging. Richard, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. It okay. Makes sense, doesn't it?
You know what? When I was growing up, I was always told by wise people, always beware of those who think that they are the only ones who have got it figured out and everybody else is wrong.
Well, what did I say that was wrong, Mark?
everything that you said is wrong. Now, as I'll tell you what I have told other people who say similar things. First of all, we need all hands on deck. We don't need people coming in and dividing everything up with these ridiculous charges and whatnot. This is what Daryl Branson and Eric Hochschmidt spent an entire year doing. Now, hold on a minute. Let me finish my thought. Now, listen. If you've got it all figured out, Rick, Tom, whatever your name is, write an article, write a book, start a blog, get a radio show, do something besides sneaking in here under false names and doing nothing but causing a bunch of trouble
and you're not letting me talk. Why?
Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say.
You Sean Hannity?
What? Yeah, you know, I'm Sean Hannity. I've been trying to call
Michael Collins Piper for the last couple of nights, and I wanted to ask him if he knew what Michael Collins did. You know, Michael Collins hired a guy named Robert Briscoe, who was Jewish. He hired him in. He was an IRA member who brought arms in from America. That's what Michael Collins did. But you guys don't know that, and you guys are the professionals, though. Yeah, I have to figure this out.
All right,
but you never heard of it.
Rich, listen. Why hasn't the rest of the world caught on to your wisdom? If you're so smart, I don't know.
Anybody can go to shalomireland.com and they can see what it says there. That's all. I mean,
but what I'm saying,
if you don't
here,
believe
within,
me, I'll give you documentation.
Within the patriot community, the alternative news community, all of that stuff. Why aren't you out there leading the
truth? We're supposed to be getting this news from you, and that's why I'm calling in, and you're not letting me talk about it. That's why.
Okay. Well, Rich, I'll tell you what I told other people that I deal with on a regular basis like this. If you've got it all figured out, write some articles, write a book, start a radio show, start a blog, start a website. It'll cost you about $10 a year, something like that, other than sneaking in here under false names and stinking the place
up. Yeah, we can write a book like you, right? We can get involved in a network that's, full of all different views.
Then why are you
wasting your time? Then you call yourself a network.
Then why are you wasting your time?
Why am I wasting your time?
Why do you waste your valuable time when you could be spending your time figuring out the latest riddle to fix the world's problems? Why do you waste your time listening to me?
Because I want to get the truth out. That's why. Because you're not doing it.
Okay.
Well, what did I say that wasn't truthful? Tell me, because all I want is the truth.
Rich, listen. You seem like a fairly intelligent guy. Grow up, act your age, take your place in line, and
keep following Mel Gibson and let him distort biblical scripture, and you keep praising him for that.
Write him a letter. Make a phone call. Send him an email.
I don't want him. I've got too many things against him. I don't give a damn about him. But I give a damn about you people praising him and claiming to be Catholics.
Okay. All right. Whatever. All right, Rich, thanks for your call, as well as everybody else. Thank you, everybody at RBN, for putting up with this nonsense for the last 10 minutes. And who knows, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you'll get lucky and I'll be back here again tomorrow night. Wouldn't that be interesting? In the meantime, God bless. God bless America. God bless RBN and American Free Press, and thank God for the First Amendment. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon.
Gold has been